This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. This morning I would like to share with you five sharp Divrei Torah on Parshas Vayigash. First of all, Vayomer Yosef el Echav Geshuna Elai. Yosef tells his brothers, come close. Rashi says, see, I'm circumcised. The Mizrahi asks, how does that prove he's a brother, he's a Jew? We know, Es Brisi Hefar teaches L'Rabbis B'nei Keturah. The end of Parshas Lech Lecha, Es Brisi Hefar, the B'nei Keturah are Chayiv in Mila. So how does this show that Yosef's a Jew? Maybe he's from the B'nei Keturah. If you remember, we once discussed, it's actually Machlekes Rashi and the Rambam, about the B'nei Keturah. Was it only those six children of B'nai Keturah that are Chayiv? That's the opinion of Rashi. The Rambam holds no, all the descendants of the B'nai Keturah are Chayiv. So the Sefer Gan Rava, quoted in Sefer Pnine Kedem, says Rashi is Lashitase. Rashi, who says that Yosef told the brother, see, Amahol, is Lashitase, that only the six children of Keturah were Chayiv and Mila, but not future descendants. So therefore, it was a conclusive proof that Yosef was a Jew and his brother and their brother. Then this comes from Rabbi Yaakov the Avbezin of Huston. Vayomer Yosef Elechav, Ani Yosef, Ha'oid Avichai, I am Yosef. Is dad alive? What do you mean, Ha'oid Avichai? They just told him moments before, Shalom La'avdecha La'avinu Oidenu Chai. They just told him he's still alive. So why is he asking, is he still alive? What is this? Yeah. Yosef was a young guy, he heard what they said. Why is he asking, is he alive? They just told him. So Rabbi Yaakov, the Abbezin of Huston, says as follows. Earlier, they said to him, Yesh lanu av zakein, v'yeled zakunim katan. They said, look, we have a younger brother, and there's another brother who died. So Rashi says, what do you mean he died? Yosef didn't die. They're looking for him. Why did they say Yosef died? Rashi says they lied because they were afraid that if they would say he's alive, then Yosef would say, okay, bring him too. Bring him too. So they lied. They said, Binyamin's brother died. Says Rabbi Yaakov, the Abbezin of Huston, now that Yosef says, Ani Yosef, what he's saying is, I know you're liars because you told me that your other brother died. Well, I'm Yosef, do I look dead? And once you lied to me about that, I'm asking you again, is father still alive? I know you told me he's alive, but I also know you lied about something else. So now I need the truth now. Is Ha'oid Avichai? Because the same way you told me your brother died when he didn't, maybe you told me your father's still alive when he's not. The next comes from Rabbi Avram Aveli of Vilna. Yosef sent them 10 donkeys laden noisim mituv Mitzrayim, carrying the best of Egypt. Rashi says, Yayin yashan shadas chachamim shadas akenim noiche himenu. Yosef sent old wine that the mind of the old is pleased with. Why did Yosef send Yaakov old wine? The Gemara says in Baba Basra and Dav Tzadik Ches, Abal gaiva, his wine turns to vinegar. Mitzrayim is known as Rahav, like it says in Yeshayah Perek Lamed Zayin. In Mitzrayim, wine did not last long. It would turn to vinegar. It would turn sour. So Yosef sent Yaakov old wine to show, you see, I didn't learn from the Mitzrayim. My wine still stays good. Because as the Gemara in Bava Basra says, arrogance causes wine to turn sour. So Yosef is saying, don't worry, Yaakov, I didn't learn from the ways of the Mitzrayim. Kal ha-nefesh le-beis Yaakov haba Mitzrayim ha-shivim. 70 people went down to Mitzrayim. The Gemara in Baba Basra says, what do you mean 70? If you count it, it's only 69. Says Rashi says in Baba Basra, who's the missing one? Rashi says, by Leah, where it says 33. They're only 32. Question, what's Rashi getting at? What, I know what the Gemara means. The Gemara means that even though the Pasuk says 70, they're only 69. Why is Rashi identifying? By Leah, it says 33, they're only 32. So in the Sefer Pnine Kedem, he brings, the Rush says in Psachim, how can we count 49 days of Sfira? But it says, Tisperu Chamishim Yom. The Rush says, whenever you have a number close to a 10, it could be off by one. Like the Torah says 40 Malkus, it's really 39. The Torah says, count 50 days, it's only 49. Therefore, Rashi's bothered. What's the Gemara saying? That the Pasuk says 70, but really there's 69. So what? You're allowed to be off by one when you're dealing with a 10. Just like 39 Malkus, it says 40. 49 days of Sira, it says 50. So maybe there's 69 Jews, even though it says 70. That's what Rashi says. No, it says 33 by Leah, it's only 32. Don't pull out the Rush's answer over here, that you could be off by one, because it's not going to help you, because it's true you're off by one from 70 to 69, you're also off by one from 33 to 32. That's what Rashi points out, that it's off by one from 33 to 32. There you can't be off by one. One more idea, the Marsha. It says, Yosef fell on his father's neck and cried. Yaakov didn't cry. Rashi says he was saying Shema. Says the Marsha in Yuma Yutes, Chazal say, someone who says Shema and he motions to people with his eyes or with his lips, we say about such an individual, V'loy oisi karasa Yaakov. I have not called upon you, Yaakov. Why Yaakov? Yaakov is the paragon of saying Kriya Shema with Kavana despite distraction. Because even though he's greeting Yosef, he's saying Shema. So someone who says Shema and is motioning, so we say, Loi Oisai Karasa Yaakov. That's not the way Yaakov did it. You're not doing it the way Yaakov did it. So these are five insights. How could Yosef prove he is a Jew from the fact he's a Mahol? Maybe he's from B'nai Keturah. No, Rashi L'shitase. This comes from the Maharam Levi, the author of Likutei Shoshanim. That Rashi's L'shitase, that only those six B'nai Keturah were Chayav. Why is Yosef asking again, is dad still alive? Because Yosef is saying, I know you lied to me about something else. Why did Yosef send old wine? Because arrogance causes wine to sour, and Mitzrayim specialized in arrogance. Yosef was saying, I didn't learn from their bad ways. Why does Rashi need to point out that they were off by one by the B'nai Leah? Because to be off by one by 70, that's common. But elsewhere, by other numbers, it can't be off by one. And the fact that Yaakov Avinu was saying Kriya Shema when he greeted Yosef, the Gemara says that's why if somebody motions while they say Shema, they call upon him the Pasuk, Loi Oisi Karasa Yaakov. Have a great day, everyone. Everyone's invited to join us tonight at 8:30 for a special Shir on Parshas Vayigash, the altitude of Eretz Yisrael. You're also invited to join us in Eretz Yisrael next week on Thursday at the special event in Yerushalayim, Lekavod the Yahrzeit of the Tzadik Ranana in the Yeshiva Reb Tzvi Kushalevsky, where the Rosh Yeshiva will be speaking about the Tzadik Ranana, and the new Sefer will be available. This is what it looks like. And you're invited to join us at the Kever of the Tzadik Ranana on his Yahrzeit on Friday. And then, Be'ez Hashem, at the end of January, a special trip up north. See our site, rabbidg.com, for further details. Have a great day. Bracha v'atzlacha.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.